I tell them God's will or tell them God's displeasure with their life or tell them a word from the Lord, I'd have a rebel on my hand and God would have a rebel. I don't want to tell them for. Another thing, they'd quit the ministry. Everybody almost I've talked to, now I know a few of you here, I've rebuked the devil and the daylights out of you and a lot of other things, and you've shored up and become a man or a better woman because of it. But I'm going to tell you something, the average Christian, if I'd go tell him God's will or rebuke him for God's displeasure with his life, I'd lose him and God would have a rebel. You make a rebel out of most Christians, then they're a fool. Anybody that draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him, God says. If any man draw back, but we're not of them that draw back unto perdition, but them that believe to the saving of the soul. We're going to hold our first faith. 1 Timothy 5:12, remember that. You'll have damnation when you cast off your first faith. When God gives you faith to stand out on his, step out on his promises, standing on the promises of God, it's that first faith that God honors, respects, and holds you responsible to. If you don't, you're going to have a bad conscience when you go back on that first faith. You're not going to please God. You're going to displease God. You're going to displease him highly. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. James 3:2 again, about your mouth. For in many things we all offend, or offend all, it says. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able to bridle also the whole body. You can keep your whole body, mind, soul, and spirit sanctified if you'll close the doors of your lips. Keep your mouth shut. You can't control your feelings when you pop off your mouth wrong. You can control them feelings if you keep your mouth shut. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, and it stirreth up the fire of hell, the Bible says. My God, keep your mouth shut. If you're afraid, if you're not sure you can do something for the Lord, then keep your mouth shut until you can proclaim it on the housetop. I'm going to do what God wants me to do, and this is it. And enumerate it. 1, 2, 3 is the steps I'm going to take to put myself in God's will, right in the center of it. In the epicenter of it. You can get in the middle of a storm, they say, it's just as calm as it is right here. Isn't that wonderful? If you're in the center of God's will, you can live in a storm, still be peaceful. Isn't that wonderful? That's the epicenter, they call it. That's the place to get. I want to tell you the bad biography, a sorrowful biography of a man. His wife and family used to be in this ministry. They left in July 1976, right after Independence Day. That happened to be the 200th anniversary of this nation, didn't it, that year, 76? It was a tragedy to that family. That family had money. They had position here in the city. They had education. They had a lot of influence over other people. They had a lot of things going for them. Their whole family was coming along good in this ministry. And all of a sudden, one day, this man decided, we were over on South Side, he walked in the office, he sat down in the chair and said, I want to talk to you. He said, I've had all I can take. All I can take. He never did tell me what he meant by having all he could take, but you know what that fellow's fixing to do? Cast off his first faith. The Bible says when you cast off your first faith, you have damnation. See that childlike faith? Jesus said, unless you become like a little child, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. And then he took up a little child in his midst in Matthew 18, beginning of verse 3. He took a little child in his midst and out of the midst and put him right in the middle there of this group. And he said, except ye become as this little child, ye shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. For whosoever receiveth not the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter therein. And he said, verily I say unto you, that in heaven the angels of God always behold the face of the angels of these children always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Now let me tell you, there's something about that childlike faith. When you get to be one of these old cranky adults and you want to figure everything out for yourself and you don't want to know God's real will in your life, you're going to cast off that first childlike, simple faith that God honors and have damnation to you. And it'll follow your family. That's what happened here with this man I'm telling you about. He walked in the office here in July 76. Says, I've had all I can stand. The two children at that time in his family, the boy was 16, the girl was 14. Now, the boy is 24, the girl is 22, and if I could tell you all about that, you'd know what a tragedy it's been. The boy played the organ, he was the organist. But old dad and mom conspired. Mom wanted to wear her pants and her makeup and cut her hair off and a lot of other things that women ought not to do and rule the family on top of that. I told my wife one day when I was gone, I'd like to set Brother Frank down and shake him real good and tell him something. He needs somebody to tell him something. Boy, she's certainly a prize to be telling me to do something. See, they're the ones that need to be told something. Now the sons turned out to be a homosexual. And the daughters in a mess also, married an old worldly boy, and the family just gone to the pot. See, people today, though, they don't consider that going to pot just as long as you got communication and you hold on to each other. Well, foot on that. You can hold on till the day of judgment and everybody go to hell. If you get down to hell, you're not going to be together. You're going to be lonely down there in hell, screaming in the dark. See, they didn't hold fast that first faith. And many others stood up in that chapel. And they'd say things like this, like another lady said. Had her whole family coming along in this ministry. If Brother Pringle would run me out of the front door, I'd come back in the back door. There ain't no way you can run me off. I went off in a revival after that to Memphis for a few days and come back and she'd left. She drug her grandson and his wife off. We just got them saved and coming along good. Had a son, lived out in the West. He'd send $1,000 a month to support this ministry. Took a great interest in it. He even come to visit us and ate with us from Reno, Nevada. But no. They wasn't going to hold fast that first faith. God's changed his mind. No, God don't do things like that. It's simple-minded Christians that change their minds. And they're simple, but not quite simple enough. Not childlike. They're simple, but not childlike. They cast off their first faith, and they have damnation. Now, if I could tell you the histories of all those families, it'd be pathetic. Others left, they're separated, divorced, and first one thing and the other happened to them. It was more fun and more attractive and more satisfying to them to have their way than to let God have his way and for me to tell them what God's way and will was for them. Oh, no. My husband's smart. He's been to the University of Florida and got a degree. And Brother Pringle trying to tell us what to do? I imagine Paul told some fellas what to do that had a lot of degrees. He said if you hold the faith, you purchase to yourself a good degree. You ever read that in 1 Timothy 3? You want to purchase you a good degree, you hold fast your faith and a good conscience. Hold the faith! Hold fast the form of sound words that you've been taught, knowing of whom you've learned them from. Know that man, if he lives the form of fast words, the fast words in the form that he's taught or whatever, praise God. We've got to hold fast that which we have, that no man take our crown away from us. We cannot let kinfolks or no one else turn us aside. We can't let problems, we can't let money pressures, we can't let family cares, worldly cares, business cares, physical or any other kind of care divert us from the simplicity of the faith and the commitment we made to God with that simple, steadfast love and faith. We must hold that faith in a good conscience to have God's continued blessings upon our family and upon our lives spiritually in every other way. We want a financial blessing. Wait on God to supply the need. Don't chafe under delay. Don't fret over failure. Don't weaken under opposition. Don't weary under results. Commit it to God and He shall bring it to pass. He'll bring forth thy righteousness as a day and thy light as a noonday. Praise God. He'll let your faith be manifest. And faith